Tony-nominated musical is gracing the stage at the Persephone Theater. We got the Million Dollar Quartet featuring Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Elvis Presley, and one of the actors in this guy portraying Johnny Cash, Jacob Hemphill, on the phone with me. Hello, Jacob.
Hi, Jared. How are you today? Man?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Seeing the synopsis of Million Dollar Quartet, I had to do a double take. It's amazing that we're getting a play like this, and I would imagine it's so cool to walk into the shoes of the Man in Black.
Yeah, I'm a really huge Johnny Cash fan, and actually Folsom Prison Blues was the first song I learned on guitar like over 15 years ago, and I co-created a show a few years back that toured the Maritimes called The Songs of Johnny and June, and did that for 4 years. So to step back into the shoes is kind of like riding a bike, but it's a fancy new bike.
No kidding. A fancy new bike from an older time. And this play deals with these artists coming together at Sun Records. What's the sort of gist about this play? So we know the artists, we know it's about their tenure at Sun Records. Are there any surprises on the stage?
Well, yeah, just to reiterate, yeah, we have Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, and Johnny Cash sort of in their prime as young, successful artists. And Sam Phillips, the owner and record producer for Sun Records, sort of picked them all out of the streets and made them have their fame, as you could say. And so basically in the show, you'll get to sort of dive into the minds of these artists that you might have never thought of when you watched them perform. They're just young boys. They're everywhere between 20 to 24, and they're just either starting to gain their success or they're just at the peak of the country music charts. And the show does a great job of demonstrating how there's agents and managers, record producers, and contracts that really make an artist have to figure out where they want to go with their life and what difficult choices might have to be made when it comes to family, friends, and, you know, other loved ones. It's a really great show to exhibit what an artist really goes through, and you get the chance to hear a bunch of wonderful, you know, legendary tunes along the way.
Amazing. So, I mean, whether you're a fan of one or all of the artists or just love a really good, true story, I mean, this is going to be an amazing show.
Absolutely. I mean, that is one of the greatest moments in rock and roll history that people actually didn't realize at the time was going to be so important and would never really happen again. Those four guys would never be in the same room at any other time. And it always amazes me to think what happens after that moment where Elvis goes and joins the army pretty shortly after. Johnny was married to Vivian, his first wife, before he even met June. And it's just an incredible moment in time that no one really seems to kind of relate to anymore. I think it's just one of those classic things that we'll never see again, you know?
Well, and what better way to actually get to relate to it than to see it performed on a stage right in front of them?
We'll have our first preview tonight in front of a full audience.
Awesome. Well, I would imagine lots of work has gone into this to prepare. Who is going to enjoy this the most? People coming out with their full families?
Oh, I'd say this is definitely a huge family-friendly show. I think you would have a hard time picking a specific demographic, but I do know that those who have grown up with Elvis and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee and Carl Perkins, it's definitely going to be tailored to them, but you're not going to be missing out if you don't know the history or you haven't even picked up any of their records if you were just a young person. So I would say there's no demographic that this show doesn't appeal to.
Well, I'm going to start feeling the FOMO. I definitely don't want to miss out on a show about, a December night that honestly became, like you said, one of the most important nights in rock and roll history. Million Dollar Quartet is, starting tonight on that main stage at the Persephone. And again, Jacob Hemphill, actor portraying Johnny Cash, is in this play, and it's going to be an incredible one. We get more shows like this, and people can head to the Persephone website to grab their tickets. Jacob, thank you so much for talking about this, and I can't wait to see how this show turns out.
Jared, it was such a pleasure. Thanks for calling.